All right, welcome back to English for You. I'm Kat.
And I'm Rainbow.
And we are on day three of our article on The Lady and the Tiger.
Ooh.
Yeah, so a little bit of recap on what's happened so far. We have this king who has really wild ideas about how to punish criminals. So what does he do?
So he sets up this arena, this space for people to all watch, and he puts in two identical doors.
Mm-hmm.
Behind the door, there's either a lady the criminal has to marry immediately or a tiger who's going to eat him.
Yes.
There's more plot development. What happens next?
Okay, so the king's daughter, the princess, falls in love with this young man, but the king finds out and he puts the young man in jail, and then he has him go into the arena. But the princess has a little plan of her own.
She's trying to help him.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know if she wants him to live or die, so we have to find out.
Right.
Reading. The Lady or the Tiger. As the young man faces the doors, he makes a decision. But what is he thinking? Does he love the princess or the other lady? He decides to trust the princess, but does he know that she suspects he loves someone else? Was she overcome by hate, or did she choose to save him? Perhaps she sent the man to the tiger out of spite, to make the lady she hated unhappy. The more we think about the story, the more we are drawn into it. By concluding at the most exciting moment, it leaves the ending open. The author does not reveal the princess's choice or the lover's fate. Thus, the unresolved puzzle in this story will remain a topic of speculation for years to come. It's also important to recognize the story's sexism. The story never mentions a husband waiting behind a door for a woman standing trial. What's more, the idea that a lady can be offered as a prize displays a lack of consideration for all women.
Okay, so let's start off with day three's article. Are we going to find out about what the result is with the man and the tiger? Or the man and the lady and the tiger? I don't know yet. So we're talking about looking at the story as a reader. As the young man faces the doors, he makes a decision. But what is he thinking? Does he love the princess or the other lady?
There's that competition lady.
Right.
The other one that he was chatting with.
Yes.
Ooh, so he decides to trust the princess. But does he know that she suspects he loves someone else?
I don't know if he knows. Huh.
So what does it mean to suspect somebody? Now, suspect is a verb. When you suspect somebody, you think or you believe that something is true or possible. Or you could be suspicious, an adjective. Now, you think that this is true and you might not like it. So usually when you suspect someone, you suspect them of doing something not great, like being in love with someone else or cheating on you or stealing something or, you know, something bad. So suspicious of somebody, I'm very suspicious. That means I feel like I'm questioning the situation or the person.
Mm-hmm.
We can also use suspect as a noun. Suspect. So a suspect is somebody who other people are suspicious of. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So suspect is a person who may be accused of committing a crime or doing something bad. So when we use suspect as a verb, we can say that the policeman suspects somebody committed a crime. We can say a teacher suspects her student is cheating, or a mother who suspects that her child is lying. So in this case, somebody is being suspected. So princess suspects that the man loves somebody else.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a sentence for you. No one knows who killed her, but the police suspect her husband. It's always the husband, isn't
it? Yeah, the husband or somebody close to them.
Yeah.
So the princess suspects him, but does he know whether she suspects him? I don't know. So was she overcome by hate, or did she choose to save him? We don't know. Perhaps she sent the man to the tiger out of spite to make the lady she hated unhappy. Spite. We're going to learn about that word just now. Okay, so we're talking about this word spite, but before we do that, there's another word in that sentence we might want to discuss, and that word is overcome. The woman, is she overcome by hate? When you are overcome by something, that means this feeling takes over you, and you can't control how you feel anymore. So maybe if you're overcome by fear, you feel so scared that you can't stop being scared. Or if you're overcome by sadness, then the sadness goes through all of your body and breaks your heart. But was she overcome by hate, or did she want to do something out of spite to this man? Well, here, that's the word we're talking about now, spite. Spite is a noun that is a feeling of wanting to hurt somebody or make them upset just because. Like, if you're jealous, or you feel like the person wronged you, or because you want to feel satisfied that you hurt somebody, that you're happy that they're sad. When you hurt somebody out of spite, it's usually somebody who doesn't really deserve it, or the situation is not going to be better because you did it. It's just hurting somebody or ruining something for selfish reasons. So here's another example. I broke my mother's favorite vase out of spite after she grounded me.
All right, so we have the phrase out of. So when you do something out of something, that means we're talking about your motive or what caused you to do something. So I can say, I did something out of my own interest, which means caring for what I'm interested in or caring for what I'm thinking about. Or I, you know, hit somebody out of anger.
That's mean.
Or like, I said yes out of pity. I'd say, okay, I guess I'll come with you because I feel sorry for you.
Yeah.
So it's basically your motive or what your actions are caused by, a feeling or an attitude. So in this article's case, we say she did it out of spite. So I did it because I didn't like something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right, so the next sentence says, the more we think about the story, the more we are drawn into it. Okay, so we have the more something something, the more something something. So we have two different verbs in contrast. So comparison and contrast are expressed by the use of the something something, the. So these are comparative adjectives in parallel clauses. So the more I look at it, the more I think it's very strange. Or the more I see her, the more I feel that she's very sad or something like that. So we're doing a comparison. So here's an example. We have, the higher you climb up the mountain, the colder it gets. So it's a comparison between the height and the temperature.
Yeah.
The more I think about his ideas, the more doubtful I become. So something increases as something else increases.
Can you also do increase and decrease? Like, the more I see, the less I believe?
Oh, yeah. So we could say, like, the more I look at her, the less I like her. It's like,
Probably what the princess is thinking, huh?
Yeah, exactly. So we can use another phrase that comes in the sentence. It says to draw somebody into something. So draw, in this case, it's not drawing with a pencil. It's to pull something in. So drawing somebody into something is to pull someone to something else.
Not literally, though. I think we're talking about it more like pulling your mind into the story.
Yeah. Drawing in, so making you think more about it, making you consider it more.
Yeah, so we're drawn into the story, and then by concluding at the most exciting moment, it leaves the ending open.
What? So we never find out what happens?
I don't think we do. We never find out.
Oh my God, that's terrible.
Because it concludes. Conclude is a verb, which means that you end something by saying one final thing or giving an ending to something that's been going on for a long time.
Ooh.
So we get this story. It goes up and up and up like this until we're the most tense and we really want to know what happens. And then it's over. Huh. So that means that we're so excited. Maybe we'll start talking about the story more. Maybe that's what it's meant to do. So here's another example of conclude. The speaker concluded her talk by telling everyone that she would be retiring that year.
Wow, that's big news.
Yeah, and a big way to end a talk. Yeah.
Now, when we talk about the word conclude, we can also say in conclusion. This is something we put at the last paragraph, or we can call the conclusion paragraph. So we say in conclusion, that means you're summarizing, you're explaining your points and you're stating your final point. So we can use in conclusion to conclude a story or a paragraph or an essay. All right, finally our sentence. The author does not reveal the princess's choice or the lover's fate. All right, so we have the verb reveal. This is a verb to mean to make known, especially something that was not previously known. So, for example, I can say, I'm going to reveal a secret. So I'm going to tell you a secret that nobody knows about. Okay, I have another sentence for you. The man was sent to jail for revealing government secrets to the Russians.
All right, so going on with the article here, it says, thus, the unresolved puzzle in this story will remain a topic of speculation for years to come. Unresolved. So if something is resolved, we know that it's wrapped up nice and neatly. There's like a good the end kind of moment. And that means that we know everything that's happened and we know how it ends. But this story is unresolved. Un means not, so we don't know what's going to happen. And that means that we can start doing some speculation. Speculation is a fun word because it means guessing and creating stories from your mind. Whether they're true or not, we don't know. Speculation works on kind of a what if this thing were true feeling. What if the princess actually liked this girl? What if the tiger's not that hungry? We can only imagine what the truth might be, and we might never really know. So speculative fiction, like, is another example of this. It's stories that are written about worlds and things we can only imagine. It's fun to speculate.
Yeah, okay, and we finally have the years to come. So the years to come just means any and every year after this. There's no end to it. On and on and on forever. So the years to come means many, many, many years later. So we usually say to come with years or with yet. Okay, so there's a famous song called The Best Is Yet to Come, which means we're still waiting for good times in the future. So still to come means still in the near future.
Right.
And what's the last sentence in this article?
Okay, let's see. Oh, this is a big one. It's also important to recognize the story's sexism.
Ooh, what does sexism mean?
Sexism means that you are kind of not very nice to women.
Ooh.
And this story never mentions a husband waiting behind a door for a woman standing trial. Don't women commit crimes too? Yeah.
All right, so we have the verb recognize. To recognize means to accept or admit that something is true. So, for example, it's important to recognize that climate change is a serious global issue. So we have to know, we have to acknowledge, we have to see it, we recognize it. Now, we mentioned the word sexism earlier. So this is actions based on the belief that one member of one sex is less intelligent or able or skillful than the other side. Okay, so usually it's that women are not as smart, they're not as bright, they're not as capable as men. We can see this a lot in history where women make less than men, and this is something that modern society is really concerned about, and people are really talking about sexism as a primary issue today.
Okay, so we're talking about how this article can be kind of sexist, or not this article, the story can be kind of sexist, in that, you know, what's more, the idea that a lady can be offered as a prize displays a lack of consideration for all women. So consideration here. Consideration means the quality of being sensitive toward other people and thinking about what they want or what they're feeling like. And here's an example. The murdered victim's name has not been released out of consideration for the family members. So it means they're thinking about the family members' feelings. So do you agree that this article's kind of sexist?
I think so. But, you know, so are a lot of fables and stories. I think in the past, sexism was a very big issue and something that is, like, spread without this intention. And it's something that in the modern day we can look back on and think more about.
Yeah, they didn't think about it. However, I also know that this story was written in about the 1970s.
Oh.
So it's only 40 years old.
Wow.
It's new enough that you might think that maybe he should have thought more about, like, the feelings about women in this story. And also, what do the women do who commit crimes? Are they put into the arena? I don't know. We don't know.
Unresolved.
Unresolved, exactly. Just like the story.
All right, so consideration is a noun, but we're going to talk about more cases where you could consider something else. In a people-to-people relationship, what does it mean to consider another person's feelings?
Right. So there's actually a few different forms of the verb or the word consideration. Consideration is just the noun. It's got that T-I-O-N at the end. That's how you know it's a noun. But you can put it as an adjective. You can be a considerate person. That means you're a person who thinks about other people's feelings. Or you can consider other people. That's the verb. So what kind of people do you think we should give more consideration to?
Oh, so in society, we talk about giving consideration to certain groups of people. So we can consider the elderly. So if we talk about buildings that consider the elderly, we have some ramps for wheelchairs. Okay, or we have elevators for them to get up and down on. So we can consider what they need.
Yes.
And who else can we consider when we talk about a society or have consideration for?
Well, instead of people, sometimes I think about considering all the facts in a situation. Like when you are trying to find out the truth about something, you have to bring to your mind all the different things about that situation and consider all the facts. It means you have to think about each one fairly. Yeah. Before you can make a good decision.
Right, so you can consider a group of people, one person, or you can consider animals, you can consider facts. Consider just means think about or standing from that person or the perspectives of other people.
Right. Okay, so we've talked all about this really interesting story which doesn't have a resolved ending. The ending is very inconclusive, and we talked about things like how you consider the women in the story and all things like that. And now we have a lot more to talk about because we're going to go to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Today's question is, do you think the princess told the man to go to the lady or the tiger, and why? Kat, what do you think?
What do I think? Well, last time we were putting ourselves in the princess's shoes, thinking like, if we were the princess, what would we do? But this time we're talking about who she is, kind of, as a person. I think, since they mentioned in the beginning, she's a very hot-blooded person. So she might be very, very jealous. And she might be the kind of person who thinks, if I can't have my man, nobody can have him.
I'm going to kill you.
So I think she might have, I'm going to say 60%, I think she might have told him to go to the tiger.
I think so, too.
It would make things a lot less complicated for her.
Oh, that's true.
What do you think?
Oh my gosh, I actually think the same thing, actually. Based on the story, the hints being given, she's very hot-blooded, and she knows that he may be in love with someone else.
Right.
She could just decide to get rid of him, so it could be easier for her. She could fall in love with somebody else, and everything would be good.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe.
So, what do you think? Maybe you have a different opinion than us. Maybe you're thinking, like, I really don't want this man to die, so maybe what's the reason that she might point him to the lady?
Yeah.
There are many different reasons. You can consider both sides. So that's the end of our article. We've done 3 days now, and so that means we're going to see you next time. Thanks for joining us. Bye!
The Lady or the Tiger? As the young man faces the doors, he makes a decision. But what is he thinking? Does he love the princess or the other lady? He decides to trust the princess, but does he know that she suspects he loves someone else? Was she overcome by hate, or did she choose to save him? Perhaps she sent the man to the tiger out of spite, to make the lady she hated unhappy. The more we think about the story, the more we are drawn into it. By concluding at the most exciting moment, it leaves the ending open. The author does not reveal the princess's choice or the lover's fate. Thus, the unresolved puzzle in this story will remain a topic of speculation for years to come. It's also important to recognize the story's sexism. The story never mentions a husband waiting behind a door for a woman standing trial. What's more, the idea that a lady can be offered as a prize displays a lack of consideration for all women.
Vocabulary Review.
Suspect. My mother suspected that my brother broke the window, but he angrily denied it. Spite. Millie broke her sister's toy out of spite. She didn't want her to have it. Conclude. After the movie had concluded, the audience stood up and left the theater. Reveal. The superhero refused to reveal his identity to the police. Recognize. I hadn't seen Sarah since she was 6, so I barely recognized her when we bumped into each other last week. Consideration. Sam showed consideration for his girlfriend by buying her cold medicine when she felt sick.